If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today. With baseball in full swing and the NBA playoffs off to a hot start, you can make each and every series matter by having a little bit of something-something in the game with mybookie.ag. Regardless of whether you're betting favorites or underdogs, player prop bets, or just looking to make some cash, MyBookie gives you tons of options to make all your favorite matches a hell of a lot more exciting. And if you're looking to bet for the first time but don't know what to bet on, we're here to help point you in the right direction. For example, say you see an NBA series in which the team that had been favored is suddenly down 0-1. But you know they're the better team. You know they're going to come back. But suddenly, the series price is a whole lot more attractive now that they're down 0-1. Well, go to mybookie.ag, fire in on that one, and make some sweet coin if it comes home. And if it doesn't, guess what? There's more NBA playoffs to come and football after that. Go to mybookie.ag, sign up now, and use promo code ZABE to get your first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Let them know we sent you. Use our promo code ZABE to get that free deposit bonus and start your day off with a win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Stay tuned for a special presentation.
It's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, chums, I'm
ready, guys.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh, my God, he just ran in.
No. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! Let's do it!
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Look a cuckoo, look a cuckoo! Look a cuckoo, look a cuckoo!
Nailed it, Charge!
Nicely done, nicely done.
You know, in the Jewish religion, when a boy turns 13 years old, he becomes a man, and they have a whole ceremony for it. But I think in adult life, a regular suburban schnook becomes a real man's man the day he finishes his own basement with no prior experience or trade training. Charge, you are a man now!
Thank you, thank you. And I am not going to disagree, because this is a lifetime accomplishment, Zabe.
I see the photos. For those that don't know, go to Charge's Twitter feed, at Paul Charchian, or is it at
yes.
Charch? Okay. Yep. Was that Charch taken, or you didn't want that?
You know what? So, you know, 10, 12 years ago when I made my account, they were both available. And I hemmed and I hawed, and I've second-guessed it many times, but I thought at the end of the day, I should have my own name.
Yeah.
And so decided to go with the full name. And I've had some regrets since then, but just because Charch is so much easier, right? You know, now I'm forcing people to spell Charchian, which isn't easy. But, you know, people find me, so whatever.
I'm Zabe. You could have been Charch. Instead, you're Paul Charchian. Of Armenian descent, Charchian, correct?
Correct. Nicely
yeah,
done.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. You know, you need to hook up with our guy Armin Sarian at 97.3 The Game. Full-blown Armenian, reps the brand nicely, and is just one of the most enthusiastic and knowledgeable sports dudes you'll ever meet.
Now, get this. He's not the only Armin that's running a station. There's an Armin in Houston, 610 or 910 in Houston. There's another Armin out there running the station.
Well, okay. Our Armin is not running the station.
Oh.
But he's a producer. He's a producer.
He's a producer. Okay. All right.
He was the most fun to be with these last 2 weeks when I was up in Milwaukee, going down to the Deer District, watching the games from bars. And then we went to the game on Friday night last week. And he is so super into sports. Unlike, I think, us. Although maybe it's just me, he's not yet jaded. Are you jaded?
Oh, that's sweet.
Are you jaded, Church?
I'm a Minnesota sports fan. What the hell are you talking about? Of course I am.
That doesn't make you jaded. Doesn't make you jaded. That makes you possibly broken. It makes you possibly damaged, but not necessarily jaded. It's obviously tough, obviously. So what is going on sports talk radio wise in the Twin Cities right now as we turn the page into July?
Well, it's a pretty bleak time right here. So the Wolves needed to draw a lottery pick. They had to have a pick in the top three to retain a selection in the first round. And they didn't get it, so now they don't have a first round pick. The Twins were supposed to be contenders right now, and instead they're like 13 games under 500, so they're not contenders right now. And so it's already football season here in Minnesota, you know, we spend our time talking about the Vikings, talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, and we killed two segments last Friday on a spontaneous game of, is this Doobie Brothers song going to have Michael McDonald or the other guy singing? And we play the first, you know, 20 seconds before the singing starts. And we did two segments.
Two segments of
whether or not Michael McDonald is going to end up being the singer. So it's come to that.
Go ahead.
This is 12 share radio on KFAN, and yet somehow it works.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. Did you ever see the Michael McDonald Family Guy bit?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic.
All right, guys, it's going to be a long night of Border Patrol, so I brought along Michael McDonald to help us out.
How's he going to help us?
He's going to do backup vocals for everything we say.
How's he going to know what we're saying?
How's he going to know what we're saying?
Is he going to do it for
I'm already dying right now.
Yes, they're going to do it for all of us.
Yeah, I hired him for the night. He costs like $2.50 an hour, so don't skip on the conversation.
Don't skip on the conversation.
That sounds nice.
Well, I guess everything's back to normal.
I guess everything's back to normal.
Oh, man. Just unbelievable.
That's so good.
Good stuff. Had Family Guy not established itself, could it possibly have grown out of infancy in today's day and age?
No. I don't know that it could have. I don't know that it could have. And, you know, tribute to Family Guy, how many shows go off the air for 5 years?
And then come back.
Come back?
None.
And have a meaningful run? I mean, basically never. I mean, is there another show, listeners? Is there another TV show that had a hiatus as long as Family Guy ever came back? And if it did come back, didn't just immediately flop?
Family Guy, I don't think it was on a hiatus. I think it was dead. I think it was actually killed. Yes. So it's extremely rare. I have heard promos for a reboot of iCarly. It's if you have kids of a certain age, like my kids watched the shit out of that show back in the day. But iCarly, do you know anything about the show?
No, okay. Only that it is a show.
I know. By the way, how old's your daughter now? Your lovely
15.
Daughter. Wow. Still likes music?
Still in a band. She played a concert, a live concert two weeks ago.
Oh, that's fantastic. Was she in one of the pods with a mask on? Because I know how Minnesota is.
Nope. Well, no. Here's the funny thing. Our state, because we're so compliant here, our state raced to 70% vaccination, and our governor actually, let us go free a little sooner than most states.
That governor of yours.
Yeah.
I got to know way too many governors during this pandemic.
I know.
Follow them and listen to them and watch them. And my hatred for almost all of them grew exponentially. And that includes Republicans, too. This guy, Mike DeWine in Ohio, is such a fucking dweeb with his turned up nose and his stupid glasses. And he's such a pussy. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, I digress. Well, anyway, iCarly was about a teenage sitcom with three best friends, Carly, Sam, and Freddie, who begin a web show called iCarly. Now, this is before social media, so they're rebooting it, in which they're having to deal with life in an age where every seven-year-old or every other seven-year-old is a TikTok star.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
Okay. Are they literally using TikTok?
I don't know exactly. I've just heard the promos about it.
Because the Chinese conspiracy theorist in me is going to immediately assume that this is, that if they're going to use TikTok by name, it's another way to get this Chinese-owned government platform onto American phones where we are dumb enough to put our own faces into their facial recognition software, and it's all part of the big scheme, which I kind of believe.
What are they going to do? I don't doubt it. Data is king. The more data you can collect, the better. Part of the reason why every team now is going in sports to digital tickets and cashless concessions is it's all data. They just want that data. So I get it. But what would the Chinese do with all of our faces?
Well, if they ever ask the people of
in
Hong
China?
Kong what they would do with all of the facial data.
Well, right? The Chinese are willing to leverage the force of their guns, tanks, and prisons to really clamp down and fuck with people. If our country ever gets that appetite, I would hope there would be blood in the streets. I hope there'd be enough patriots to go, fuck that. This pandemic has certainly challenged that notion.
It has challenged that notion, and it showed us to be a very compliant nation in many ways.
Compliant. Do you know, speaking of compliant, how many people I know have told me how hard it is to just fucking hire somebody competent?
Oh,
do you know,
for sure.
Everything
from fast food restaurants where the lobbies aren't open, the seating isn't open because they can't hire anybody. My Jimmy John's is closed on Sundays now. And they're not open for dinner because they can't hire anybody. You want a contractor to come to your house to do anything? You may as well hire me, Zabe. At this point, I'm more likely to show up and be more competent than whoever might actually show up.
Yeah, it's really bad. My neighbor, he's like the CEO of a series of restaurant chains that's all up and down the Northeast. He said to me yesterday during a walk with our dog, he goes, "We're paying dishwashers $20 an hour."
Unbelievable.
I said, holy shit, what did it used to be? He's like 12. And he said it's hard to keep them. He said also the system is bogged down with a lot of people applying for jobs. Oh, that's a good thing, right? No. You know why they're applying? Because they need to trick the government.
Correct.
Into believing they're looking for work. Sure. And then
they
don't get called back.
That's right. And they don't. My Jimmy John's guy, I know the manager, he says, we get all these applicants. Nobody will show up for the interview, but they all want to show that they put in the application so they can keep getting their benefits, their unemployment benefits. Yeah.
Somebody put it this way, and this is a brilliant idea, which, of course, government would never do it this way. Instead of giving unemployment benefits, give employment bonuses. So in other words, You only pay people if they have a job. You pay them extra right now for a certain period until we get back to normal staffing levels.
Better. Right now, there's 9 million open jobs in the U.S. 9 million. Anybody who wants to work can work. So, you know, doing something, it might not be your first choice of what you want to do, but anybody can work. And, you know, the other part of this is this dishwasher is $20. So what happens to, you know, when your dishwasher is $20 an hour and your other dishwasher is $20 an hour and everybody costs more, it all gets passed on to consumers, and the people who get hurt are the people who can afford it the least. You know, your grocery store is filled with $20 an hour or $15 an hour checkout guys and baggers, and now the price of food goes up, and the people who get hurt the most are the people who can afford it the least, the poor.
Yeah, it's all fucked up. I noticed as well, driving back from Wisconsin, at 3 different sort of convenience store stops, truck stops, gas stations, whatever, I noticed that the normal wall of beverage plenty that America is known for. In other words, 50 million different flavors of this, that, the other, caffeinated, uncaffeinated, diet, sugar-free, regular, you know, all this shit, right? They're normally stocked to the gills. There's normally not an empty slot in the fridge. Not one, not two, not three, 4 different places had wide swaths of their refrigerators with the bottles empty or the chutes empty. And I'm like, I know there's supply chain issues, so maybe it's a production thing. Mm-hmm. But I talked to somebody else who said, no, it's a driver thing. They can't find drivers to drive the trucks to get the soda to the stores.
Also, things like aluminum can shortages. So that, and the way that manifests itself is, can you get a Coke? Of course. Can you get a Diet Coke? Of course. But you want Fresca? They're not using their valuable aluminum on Fresca. So,
Fresca?
And Fresca is actually pretty delicious, but that's not the point. You can't get it because the aluminum's gone.
We found one of the last 6 people drinking Fresca. His name, Paul Charchian. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's tab is down to 6 people, by the way.
Let me loop back to your basement. For those that have followed Charch on Twitter, at Paul Charchian, and maybe on other socials, you might have seen progress from his basement finishing project. Electrical, flooring, paneling, drywalling. Pretty much you've done everything, haven't you? Soup to nuts downstairs?
Here's what I did not do. And by the way, my wife, invaluable during this process. We did not do drywall because everybody said don't do drywall. It's brutally hard F it up.
Yeah.
And 2 is plumbing, because I'm not going to learn to weld and then go buy all the welding equipment. I mean, it's at some point you just pay the guy his $1,200 or whatever. And plumbers are brilliant, by the way. I mean, our plumber is in there jackhammering, and you have the stuff that plumbers do. It's unbelievable. So much respect for plumbing. So those are the 2 things we didn't do. We didn't lay our own carpet, I guess. But Dave, we got to the point that we laid carpet. That's a livable space. So, you know, it's not totally done, but it's very close. And we just have a couple of things left, and it's livable. We're down there. I'm playing video games. I got the TV set up. When your TV is set up,
That's it.
That's right.
That's fantastic. Yeah, the plumbing thing, I thought there was ways to do non-welding plumbing with PVC and glue. No?
Maybe. I don't know.
Of course,
all my existing the way my house was plumbed in was all with copper, right? It's all copper tubing that's coming in from the city. So,
You're right in that plumbers are, in fact, brilliant. They have to know so much about so much. They're dealing with something that if what they do fails, it's a major fucking disaster in your house, right?
It is. And it's on them.
Yeah, and just beyond the simple flow aspect of pressures and this here, that there, get the shit out of your house from your pipes and the bowl of your toilet to where it belongs. If you're on a well system like I am and you have to sort of treat your water to take out the iron and to take out the other, well water desiccates, that's another complicated and, might I add, expensive as shit proposition.
Oh, it's got to be. Now, you know, the way you describe your place, some days I think you are just like a fringe suburban house with the huge yard and everything. And other times I think you live in the middle of nowhere. You're on some rural farm hand pumping your water and the milk truck goes by and you have, you know, your internet access is basically dial up.
It's not that bad, although being off of the internet grid is really not ideal. I tried to sign up for Starlink. Are you aware of Starlink?
I am.
So, first of all, I saw it streaking across the western Loudoun County night sky, and I damn near shit my pants thinking, this is it.
This is the real deal.
The big one's coming.
The invasion.
The aliens are here. Then I quickly went to Google, and I'm like, what the fuck are these lights in a row flying across the sky? Search. And they're like, it's Starlink. It's Elon Musk's thing. Okay, great. So my satellite TV guy, I'm still a direct TV guy.
Me too.
Oh, you are?
I'm fighting them right now, but yes.
Well, everyone's fighting them. Everyone fights direct TV now that they're owned by the AT&T bastard overlords. That's all you do is fight with them.
But, can I just very briefly tell you my direct TV beef, and then we'll get back to finish your story.
What's your fight?
Because I need to vent this out. This just happened today. So I'm trying to set up the TV. I've got the TV all set up in my new basement, and I need to move direct TV down there. I am on their maintenance plan, which I don't know. I've been paying something per month to have what is effectively like maintenance insurance if I need it. So I figure, hey, here's my chance to use it. So I call them today. And I want to get them to move and install DirecTV hub in my new TV with the basement. It's not included in my maintenance plan, so they're going to charge me $50 for the visit.
Oh God!
And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Now, I have it. So,
50 is not bad, but now it's a principal thing right now. So
exactly,
what is included?
I canceled the maintenance plan. Well, get this. I'm leasing their equipment, right? I don't own it. It's their equipment. If their equipment breaks, they'll pay for it. If I don't have the plan and their equipment breaks, it's on me and I have to pay them to make their equipment work.
That's nuts.
I know, it is totally nuts.
The equipment doesn't do anything but sit on your shelf. There's no way you as the consumer can break it.
Correct. There's no way. So then, I out of spite, I cancel my maintenance plan right then and there with the woman I'm talking to. And then while we're talking, she says we can be there tomorrow. I'm like, perfect. Okay, good. I'll have DirecTV tomorrow. I can watch playoffs, whatever. And while over the course we're talking, she says, oh, tomorrow's slot filled up. Let me look at the next one. July 17th is the next time they can come.
Sit tight till then, right?
Yeah, that's right. 3 weeks. And what happened a minute ago? You were coming out in like 12 hours. Now you're coming back in 17 days. More than that.
Oh, my God.
So that's my beef. That's my DirecTV beef.
You know, I have a theory about DirecTV, and that is when AT&T bought it from Murdoch, they paid way too much money. They didn't quite realize it until maybe a month into it. And then they're like, oh, shit, this was a huge mistake. So then they huddle up and they said, well, how do we get out of our mistake? And they somehow bought hedging insurance or whatever, in which they, like the producers, the musical, if they got everybody to drop DirecTV, they would somehow come out okay. So they've been on this mission to drive everyone away. And they're getting more and more pissed that they're like, God, we're being such assholes to our customers. Why are they still with us? And the answer is, for guys like you and me, it's still the best option.
It is the best option. And you called this when you may remember like 2 years ago, I switched to a streaming service and you said, charge, you'll be back.
You'll be back.
And you were right. I couldn't take it. I had to have my 8 ways on Sunday, the 8 games up on the screen at one time on Sunday. And I couldn't live with the 60-second lag.
Why? Because of social media?
Yeah.
Dude,
if you follow me on Twitter, you know the tweet storm that I am every Sunday during the NFL season. I tweet like 300 times in a day, everything that's going on. I can't not do that.
That's funny. The 60-second delay is what killed you. Everything else you would have put up with it, but you couldn't quite hang with that.
All right, I'll let you get back to your story. So let me, sorry for the long segue.
So Starlink. So luckily, I've got a guy who is a really good independent satellite communications internet installer. I'll give him a shout out, Jim Cookson, satman.com. And he's a bit of a radiophile, so he kind of knows who I am, and he knows other radio personalities. I had a problem because the tree in my back of my house had now blocked out the dish because it grew a whole shit ton over the years. Yeah. And I looked back at an old photo. I was like, oh, well, now I know why we put the dish there thinking it'll be fine. You know, we didn't expect the cherry tree to grow fucking 25 feet. But it did. Okay. So, so luckily, he answered my call within 48 hours and was out to move my dish for a very reasonable price into the yard within a week or 2 weeks. So that was great. Otherwise, I mean, who knows? I would have been fucked. Who knows what DirecTV would have said? But while he was out there, he said, you know, you being off the internet grid, you ought to look into Starlink if you can get it. And I go, oh, okay. I said, how's the download speeds? And he gave me some pretty outrageous number. I was like, wow, I'd go kill a homeless guy for that kind of download speed. I mean, I'd send out condolences to the homeless guy's family, but still, that was how good the speeds were. So he said, but just be aware, you may not be able to get it right away. You might have to wait. Well, sure enough, I log on, and I have to give my credit card for a $79 deposit that they're going to hold, right?
Okay.
And it's not until they take my money that they say, we are currently out of bandwidth in your area.
Oh, geez.
You will not be eligible for Starlink until late 2021 or possibly into 2022. And that's what I said. I said, listen, you fuck nuts. You're not going to keep my $80 for a year. Who knows if those stupid satellites are going to fall out of the sky? This is an unproven technology. It's pretty amazing. I'll grant you that. But you can't keep my $80 for a year.
Oh, you made a mistake. I think you should. That's only 6 months from now. In 6 months, you can finally be rid of your fucking internet that you've been complaining about ever since you moved there. No, what's 6 months?
I'm learning to love the shitty internet I have, you know? I'm learning, that is crazy.
Hey, speaking of satellites.
Yeah, okay. Let me finish your basement. Is it fully finished yet?
I don't have my bifold closet doors up, but that's about it, Zabe. So it's basically fully furnished. And
what's going to be down there? What are the rooms down there? There's
all right,
a TV
room.
So
here's what we got. Yeah. It's got one very large room in. Half of that room is the projector and the 120-inch screen.
Whoa.
Can
you give me the projector specs? I want to Google it right now.
That is the Epson LS500 Ultra Short Throw Projector, Zabe.
Ooh.
The Epson LS500.
Okay. That's a reasonably priced, looks like $3,000 to $4,000 projector.
It is $5,000 if you get the 120-inch. It is $4,000 if you get the 100-inch.
Okay. Now, two things right now. I'm going to jump in, then I'll let you keep going. I always think Epson as like printers. So when I think Epson with projectors, I immediately turn my nose up because it's not Sony. It's not something else like that. However, after reading about it some, Epson does very good projectors.
Because
they've been in the projector business, mostly for professional business applications for a long time.
Correct. It started that way. Yes. Now they've gone into the home enthusiast market. But yes, continue.
Right. So and then the short throw was a type of projector I needed for my golf simulator because the projector needs to sit basically above you while hitting, not behind you. And so therefore it had to spread that picture real wide, real quick. So it's kind of a special class. I assume you're doing this because of virtual reality games?
No, I did this because this is the one projector on the market that has everything. It's got 4K support. It's got a laser instead of a bulb.
The laser, Scotty. Just give me a laser.
Pew, pew. And it's got the low input lag for video gaming. So the problem with most projectors is they're fine for a movie, but when every millisecond counts, and if you are 1 millisecond too slow, you just got the headshot. You have to have a blazing fast projector, and most of them aren't. And this is the one projector that had it all. So that's ultimately why I went with the
F. Wow, I had no idea. So you had to get the speed.
Got to get the speed. Yep, the input lag, the low input lag. The input lag on this is like 16 milliseconds, which is about the same as a, you know, like a regular flat screen TV.
You speak Austin Powers, right?
A bit.
A bit?
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for?
Well, that's awesome. So, what virtual reality are you going to be playing, or what video games are you going to be playing on this?
Well, I hooked the PS5 up because it's, you know, it's beautiful, you know, 4K support.
Update on the PS5. Are there any games out for it yet? Because when it launched back at Christmas, you said, don't even bother. There's no games.
Yeah. And now we've finally got some games that look and feel like next generation games. So, you know, I think we've gotten to a point where there are at least a handful of games that really take advantage of what it can do, but it's taken until the last couple of months. So you pretty much gain nothing by being an early adopter on that. Even now, it's very hard to get the PS5 though.
Yeah. Early adopters never gain anything with any technology. And I've been on the bleeding edge myself of quite a few technologies, but when you want to be first, you want to be first. So you'll play PS5. Will you play computer games on that projector?
Well, right now the computer's not hooked up there, but I may move it down there. I haven't done that yet.
Will you play VR games on that, like you showed me?
Well, the VR has to go with the computer. Right now, that I've got a big open room, a big open space that I'm using that with. It's a long, boring story, but I've got all of my AV equipment basically in a different room from the projector.
That's fine. That's how pros do it. And you're driving it with RF, right?
I am. I'm driving it with RF.
Radio frequency, yep. Yeah. No, that's the way to do it. That's how the pros do it.
I think so. Opposite other side of the room is my gaming table, the all-purpose gaming table. Board games, card games, whatever else. That's there. I've got a closet filled with board games. I don't know if you're aware of board game obsession.
Listen, people, Charge loves board games big time. He is both high-tech, as you just heard, because he's got an Epson laser projector, and he loves Clue and War and – or no.
War. Not War. War is not – that is
– What is
– War. The fact that War is what came to mind is a little bit sad.
No, Risk. That's what I'm thinking of.
Risk. Yeah. Now, these are games from our childhood. Those are the games that we grew up with, Zabe.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm texting you a picture of the – of the game.
Does your basement have a bar?
So
that's a no, people. It's either yes or no. You're going into a tap dance as to why it doesn't have a bar. Go ahead.
Here's what it's got. I installed a countertop bar. It doesn't have the kind of bar that's like separated, like two sides of the bar. Like
is it a dry bar or a wet bar?
No, it's a wet bar. Okay. It is a wet bar.
So
I've got a
bar.
Mini fridge.
You got a
mini
bar.
Fridge with
you got a
beer
bar.
Or whatever.
So just say yes, I've got a bar. Congratulations.
Well, but when you say bar, you know what people think is in their mind, they're thinking the kind of bar where there's the bartender on one side of the bar and there's a bunch of stools and then, you know, the bar between the two of you, that whole thing. I don't have that.
Okay. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. So, but that's okay. That's okay. So you got a bunch of board games. You got a table. You got a half bar that is a wet bar for all your bourbons and whatnot. And a wonderful space. And what about furniture? Do you have the furniture?
I've got 4 theater seats. So right now I can support 4 people in front of the projector.
Okay. All right. Very good. And do you ever play Risk?
One of the greatest board games ever made is called Risk Legacy. Ooh. A brilliant guy decided, what if I took Risk, the game of Risk, and at the end of the game of Risk, I changed the game forever. And here's what he did. He put the inside what starts, it's plays, the first game plays just like the Risk you and I grew up with, Zabe. But after game one, it says open secret compartment 12 and envelope 7. And you do that, and it's got new cards, new rules, and the game changes forever. You will draw on the map with a pen. You will tear cards up. It will introduce all new like lands and crazy stuff. Yeah. And that's Risk Legacy, one of the most brilliant games that's ever been created.
Would the Ukraine, known as a road apple to Kramer, suddenly become extinct in this Risk Legacy? Remember this?
You know where the impound yard is?
Oh, stop stalling. Come on.
I can't think. It's all this noise.
Or is it because I've built a stronghold around Greenland? I've driven you out of Western Europe? And I've left you teetering on the brink of complete annihilation?
I'm not beaten yet. I still have armies in the Ukraine.
The Ukraine. You know what the Ukraine is? It's a sitting duck. A road apple, Newman. The Ukraine is weak. It's feeble. I think it's time to put the hurt on the Ukraine.
I come from Ukraine. You not say Ukraine weak.
Yeah, well, we're playing a game here, pal.
Ukraine is game to you? How about I take your little Boris?
That sounds great. I propose a Zabecast remote party for a select few winners, like the Willy Wonka ticket to Church's basement.
That would be awesome. Wouldn't that be fun? Now, next time you're in town, you will be here. We'll bring in, you know, some number of like game nerds, and I will force you to nerd out with me in the basement.
So here's my concern for you is getting Whiskey Weekend back up and running. I know last year you didn't do it. There was circumstances. One of your regulars is dealing with some issues and pandemic and whatnot. Is it on again for this year?
Well, it's next February. We're going to, you know, it'll be on again. The question is, will there be whiskey? Because one of our guys is a recovering alcoholic.
Yeah, it's tough.
So what do you do? I mean, it's tough.
You can't leave him behind, but you don't want him sitting in a cabin for a whole weekend with the brown stuff flowing. Do you know that I went to Louisville with a couple of the Wisconsin Mafia to go on whiskey tours?
No.
You didn't know?
I am so jealous. No. And you saw Fred, right?
Yeah, we went to Fred's place, and he has so many bottles of whiskey and bourbon in his office, including some really expensive stuff.
Yeah.
And so when I took him and one other guy out to the van to do the podcast, he said to the rest of the crew, the four or five guys left behind, he goes, "You can have anything that's already open. Just please don't open any bottle that's not yet broken."
Wow, so, that's actually very generous.
That's a totally generous. And when we came back, you know, after he gave us a sip of some really good stuff, I said, "Give me some stuff that's your worst shit that you've ever been sent to taste." And his eyes light up and he goes, "Ooh, hold on." He spent a good 5 to 10 minutes going through all these shelves, looking. He finally found two or three bottles of what he remembered as the worst shit ever. And, I mean, he made us taste it, and I'm telling you, I don't have sophisticated bourbon tastes, but I know what doesn't taste good. One of these things tasted like rainwater through a dirty sock. It was awful. So maybe next, and believe me, there'll be a next time for a bourbon trip, maybe in the spring. We should make sure you come with us. Because the guys
that
would
be
love
nice.
That.
Yes, an invitation would be
an invitation. Would be,
why?
Would
thank
be
you.
Nice,
you don't say.
All right, let me get to a little dose of sports here. Two things, and then we'll wrap it. We've had a good 35-minute run. This is, by the way, I'm calling it the all meat edition of the Zabecast. No intro, no fucking around. Just get right to the featured guest, which is you. Two things. One is Aaron Charles Rodgers. What is the Viking fans' take or guess as to what's going to happen?
Well, I got some good intel from Paul Allen on Friday, and he said this on the air, so I'm not saying anything that he didn't already say here. But remember, he was the guy who was at the epicenter of the whole thing on draft day that went down, and he's very plugged into this. He said the team ain't trading him, period. No matter what.
You mean,
and so
you mean this month, this year?
Nope, they said ever. They said they are completely dug in and they are not changing. They are not going to move, period, end of story.
We'll see about that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see about that. Like, you know what that would take? If Rodgers opts out, which, by the way, he can.
I know, and that is a major distinction here.
This is like at the last minute at 11:55 p.m. before the clock strikes, he was handed this get out of jail card where he could just say, "I'm opting out of the season." He doesn't incur the wrath of forfeited bonuses. He won't get paid his salary, but his prorated bonus from the last contract still gets paid out. And he doesn't have to play at all.
Pay it back.
And he blows up the Packers season. And then it plunges them into the long dark night, to borrow a Game of Thrones term. Nerd! Okay, thank you. I just had to say that. It would be a ballsy move. It would burn his legacy to the ground. But, well, what it would require from the Packers then is to sit on an asset worth, at a minimum, 2 number 1 picks, probably more. And just let the clock run out. Do you know the amount of pressure it would take to turn down a haul for Aaron Rodgers and let him rot in prison?
And it's dumb, but it's hubris, and it's, you know, it's turned into a who's bigger contest. And
once it gets to that charge, I don't think the Packers have the ability to turn down such incredible assets to rebuild the team after Rodgers. I think the average fan, while pissed at Rodgers, would say, "Look, let's not be stupid. Let's get some shit for him. All we need to do is ship him out of the conference and we're fine." And they would find a suitor or two this winter in the AFC.
Pittsburgh. They could find one now.
Well, yeah, Pittsburgh. Denver is the only one, but they don't really have much to offer and it's late in the game. But next year, a number of places could be very open and ready to push a lot of chips their way. So I don't think the Packers can do that. Now, I also don't think Rodgers is ready to blow up his own legacy, no matter what Shailene Woodley is whispering in his ear. So I don't think there's going to be the opt-out this Friday, but I do think he is going to be a super late arrival to camp. And he's going to play this year begrudgingly, Charge.
Well, and he likes to play with a chip on his shoulder anyway. And so, you know, he'll be even better for that. But here's why, if I'm the Packers, I would just trade him. He's got an enormous salary. Let's say you're going to walk away with two first round picks, like you said. If that means next year, the Packers will have two first round picks for that year, two first round picks for the next year. They can turn that into the first overall pick and just reload a quarterback with the best prospect in next year's draft if they want to.
And who is that, by the way? Is there another great quarterback coming?
You know, I don't know because I don't follow that.
I don't either.
But they say there. But I, you know, well, they always say there's good ones coming. I don't know. I don't know, Zay. Yeah. But there's not Trevor Lawrence coming. We know that.
Are Viking fans restrained, jubilant at the prospects of this blowing up?
Oh, God, yes. It's okay. Not even restrained. Although I think it's a mistake. Zabe, here's the thing. I think it's a mistake because of what I just said. You know, they could reload at the position. And, you know, who knows? Maybe they get another Hall of Fame quarterback for 15 more years. And now they're going to go 45 years of Hall of Fame quarterbacking in our face, which will be the entirety of my adulthood. Which would be like the goddamn Packers to do it, and then I'd have to, and I gotta live with these people.
That's hard to believe. That would be unbelievable. If Jordan Love is like Justin Herbert or someone who's like really good, you're looking at 45 years of your most hated rival being really, really good.
Really good.
Oh,
yes.
God. Quickly, is there a feeling like this is the last gasp at trying to make Kirk Cousins a thing up there?
It's more heat on Mike Zimmer, really. This is make or break for Zimmer more so than Cousins. You know, there are still the Cousins haters here, and you and I have talked about it many times, but begrudgingly, because he played so well for 3 out of 4 months last year that, you know, right now there's not a ton of pressure on him. Now, that said, he's strongly in the no vaccination camp. And there is a contingent of people that are deliciously waiting for him to get COVID. And, you know, almost looking forward to it. And Adam Thielen is one of his two best wide receivers, is another guy who's not getting the vaccination. And there are a lot of people looking forward to him transferring COVID literally
during a pass. That is some next level fucking hatred for a guy who's done nothing but overachieve and try really hard and be a diligent fucking player who's an above average quarterback. That is some sick shit right there. Sports fans are fucked up in the head.
They are. And, you know, and it's all because, Zabe, God forbid, he has a $33 million contract. Because you know what we want here?
Shame.
We want Teddy freaking Bridgewater at $20 million and, you know, 14 touchdown passes a year. That makes us feel better in Minnesota. We can't stand the notion that Kirk is making $33 million and is not Patrick Mahomes.
All right, ending on this, with the Bucks rolling their way towards a possible NBA championship, they have what looks like a true big two in Giannis and Middleton. Middleton had a game for the ages last night, and it was it brought back memories of the shittiest NBA jam team ever. Do you know who that was?
The shittiest NBA Jam.
You remember the video game NBA Jam, right? Of course. He's on fire.
Of course I do.
Right. Okay, of course you do. Do you know who the Bucks? It was 2-on-2 for those that don't know. And do you know who the Bucks two guys were that year in 1993?
No.
Blue Edwards and Brad Lowhouse.
Oh, Brad Lowhouse. He was like 6'10", white guy, right?
Yes.
I remember him.
He was so mediocre. And you're talking about playing against teams like the Bulls, who had Jordan and Pippen.
Unbelievable.
Bring back memories.
One more, he's on fire.
Boy, such... such great sound effects back in the day. So
yeah, it sounds archaic, doesn't it? Do you remember all the special codes you could pump in, the cheat codes you could put in?
I don't remember them, but I know that they existed.
Yes, and I don't expect you to remember the code itself, but they had all these cheat codes, and so you could swap out Brad Lowhouse for Bill Clinton as an example.
Yeah. So basically the game says this website, MilwaukeeRecord.com, says that it was so emblematic of how low the Bucks had become that they had a guy in Lowhouse who never played more than 41 games for any of his five different teams, immortalized in a fucking video game. And now that looks like they actually have a great team and two great players.
The Timberwolves, my team, the Timberwolves of that year, the two players were Christian Laettner and Chuck Person.
not exactly much better, but no. it was something close. Okay. All right, Charge, it's great to catch up with you as we head towards the shortened dog days of summer in sports radio, thanks to the shifted schedule. Football will be here soon enough, and then we're going to talk guillotine leagues in the age of a 17-week season.
That's awesome. Boom shakalaka, my friend.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks, pal.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Okay, everyone. This record was my idea.
Get out.
It was. You're lying. Keith Hosehead here just sort of...
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
With baseball in full swing and the NBA playoffs off to a hot start, you can make each and every series matter by having a little bit of something-something in the game with MyBookie.ag. Regardless of whether you're betting favorites or underdogs, player prop bets, or just looking to make some cash, MyBookie gives you tons of options to make all your favorite matches a hell of a lot more exciting. And if you're looking to bet for the first time but don't know what to bet on, we're here to help point you in the right direction. For example, say you see an NBA series in which the team that had been favored is suddenly down 0-1, but you know they're the better team, you know they're going to come back, but suddenly the series price is a whole lot more attractive now that they're down 0-1. Well, go to mybookie.ag, fire in on that one, and make some sweet coin if it comes home. And if it doesn't, guess what? There's more NBA playoffs to come and football after that. Go to mybookie.ag, sign up now, and use promo code ZABE to get your first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Let them know we sent you. Use our promo code ZABE to get that free deposit bonus and start your day off with a win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.